From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless, the first responders have not had the chance to count bodies. President Trump weighed in on the situation yesterday.
I will say what Russia and what Iran and what Syria have done recently is a humanitarian disgrace. I will tell you that. We're there for one reason. We're there to get ISIS and get rid of ISIS and go home. We're not there for any other reason. And we've largely accomplished our goal.
There is no immediate comment from the Syrian government. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying. The U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement that this decision shows the U.S. administration's insistence on damaging the grounds for peace by trampling over international law, resolutions of the United Nations Security Council on Jerusalem. Vice President Mike Pence told the Israeli parliament last month the move would take place at the end of 2019. But the State Department said Friday the administration would open the embassy in May to coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary. President Donald Trump announced a U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, angering Washington's Arab allies and Palestinians who want the eastern part of the old city as their capital. This is VOA News. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber on Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people and wounding several others. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence in the capital city. The United States has urged Russia and Iran to support the Kabul government, not the Taliban, to help defeat Islamic State in Afghanistan, rejecting Moscow's claim that the number of Afghan ISIS terrorists runs into the thousands. U.S. Forces Commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, made the remarks Saturday while responding to recent Russian accusations that Washington is intentionally downplaying the spread of IS militants in the country.
The numbers that are spread about the numbers of Daesh fighters by Russia, as you mentioned, is grossly exaggerated. It is around 1,500.
The general said that the ISIS militants are operating in parts of the eastern Afghan provinces of Nangarhar and Kunar and maintain a pocket in the northern Jajwan province. Nicholson said the Afghan forces backed by U.S. counterterrorism troops and air power are attacking all three locations.
We have cut their numbers in half over the last 2 years. We have killed their emirs. We've reduced their territory. Again, we have driven their fighters out of parts of the country.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, while speaking in Moscow, asserted that thousands of ISIS terrorists are present in northern and eastern Afghan regions and are being joined by militants fleeing Syria and Iraq. Two car bombs exploded in the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least 38 people, according to government sources. A representative of the Amman ambulance said that bombings targeted the presidential palace and a hotel. At least 30 people were wounded and that most of the victims were civilians.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake,
U.S. President Donald Trump revived a campaign favorite on Friday, reciting lyrics to the 1960 song The Snake during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in National Harbor, Maryland.
It had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried. I'll take you in.
The song tells the tale of a woman's good intentions backfiring when she tries to nurse a snake back to health.
And that's what we're doing with our country, folks. We're letting people in, and it's going to be a lot of trouble. It's only getting worse. But we're giving you protection like never before, our law enforcement.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.